generally, I think the European agreement prescribes that if there is a dedicated part of the road for cyclists, they should be using it. So, but there are a lot of course, fine cases. Like, for example, you might have a cycle lane dedicated for going straight, but not on the lane for turning right, where you might need the road. And you also might have a situation where you have both a cycle lane and cycle track, which happens when you, for example, want to increase the capacity, the cycle track is too narrow to accommodate our cyclists. But generally, cycle lane is more likely to be compulsory, to be mandatory than cycle track, because then it doesn't really make sense to drive in the next lane.